It's a healthy arm. Torres takes a strike. It's 0-1. The Brewers need healthy arms. They've had a lot of injuries. This is good news, but it would have been easy for Brewers fans to overlook it too. He has come back, and now he's worked his way into a big time leverage spot for this team. Pitches down and away. It's 1-1. And this is what the Brewers envisioned when they traded for him at the deadline last year. The guy they got in the wild card series and the guy they've gotten to start 2025. 1-1 is a curveball that just missed a little bit low. Two balls and one strike on Gleyber Torres. Good night for a shandy. Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's, flavor of the moment. 2-1. That caught the outside corner. It's 2-2. Torres had the double. That's the only hit of this game for the Tigers. Back in the sixth inning off of Priester. Takes a slider down in the dirt, and the count runs full at 3-2. Torres now has a hit in all six games that he's played in a Detroit uniform. 3-2 is a check swing foul over near the Brewers dugout. Stays at 3 balls and 2 strikes. He played in the first two games, then got hurt. Just working his way back. This is fourth game back from injury. 3-2, swing and a miss. Chased a fastball off the plate. And Nick Mears just continues to dominate on the mound for the Crew. Another ortho ASAP strikeout. He had two of them in a perfect 1-2-3-8. We go to the bottom half. It's 5-0 Crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission Bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center.
Ten seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you from American Family Field. The Brewers with a 5-0 lead here tonight in game two of this three-game series. The Brewers 3 defensive outs away from evening up the series. Joey Ortiz leads off against John Brebbia, and the first pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Ortiz tonight, 1-for-3, an RBI single back in the fourth inning. And Brebbia's pitch missed outside. 1-1 to count. Former Cardinal John Brebbia. He'll get the eighth inning, and it's 8-9-1 for the Crew. Pitch to Ortiz is flipped high in the air, behind home plate. Dingler sheds the mask, finds the baseball, and makes the catch just in front of the screen for the first out. One away for Oliver Dunn. Brewers looking for some network health insurance runs. They've already collected a couple of them. They'd like more. For a Wisconsin-based health insurance plan, visit networkhealth.com. We have a plan to fit your needs. As Grant Anderson starts getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. Brevia brings home the first pitch to Dunn, and he takes a strike at the knees. It's 0-1. Dunn 0-3 tonight. 0-4 in the series so far. Came off the bench late last night and pinch hit and struck out. Here's the 0-1. And he takes a slider for a strike on the outside edge. Nothing in two is the count. It'll be a quick turnaround for both of these teams. As Josh told you earlier, 12-10 start tomorrow afternoon to finish up this series. 0-2, curveball missed down and in. That was actually a pretty good pitch from Brevia. But it was deemed a ball, and it's 1-2. Brevia holding the glove up to his ear to hear the pitch calm better. And now works out of the windup. 1-2 pitch. That missed down and in. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jose Quintana said it last night. I think you can get a nice ovation tomorrow afternoon from the folks that are here. It just felt like destiny that Jose Quintana eventually would be a Brewer. 2-2, just missed outside, and the count is full. It's 3-2. Brewers were in pursuit of Quintana a little bit at the deadline in 2017 before the Cubs landed him. And then it felt like if the Brewers were playing an opponent, Quintana pitched for him for the next couple of years. As Dunn takes low with a fastball at 94, and it's a one-out walk. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And now here's Jackson Churio. Churio looking for his first hit of the night. He's 0-3. Has a stolen base to his credit, a run scored. He's walked tonight. Has a hit in all but two games so far this year, and a swing and a miss at a slider, and he was looking to unload on that one. And he might have had one to hit there. He just missed it, and it's 0-1. A 1-1 pitch. Jackson pops it up. This one on the infield right side. Everybody looking for it. It's finally Torres who calls everybody off and makes the catch. And there's two away now for Bryce Terang. Well, winners of multiple awards, including Best in Class, Pine River Cheese Spread. It's the only one you want on your crackers. I had the cranberry cheddar today for a little snack before I came to the ballpark. Or your freshly grilled using or brought. That's how you start the season off right. Add a pint of tasty Cedar Crest ice cream and call it a good day. So here's Terang with Dunn at first and two away. And Terang takes a slider for a strike on that outside edge. And it's 0-1. Brewers with a 5-0 lead. They've out-hit the Tigers 9-1. And the 0-1 pitch. Over but low with a changeup. And it's 1-1.
Lane, after the game last night, you could hear the disappointment in Pat Murphy's voice, the way that they played that game. A bit sloppy at times. Have they turned it around or what?
And I mean, this has been a very clean game from this team tonight.
Like a 180.
There goes the runner. The 1-1 is high. Throw to second is spiked into the ground, and it actually hits off of Dunn and kicks into left center. Dunn starting to break for a second and then retreats back to the bag. So a stolen base for Oliver Dunn. Brewers have been active on the base paths tonight. They've gotten after it a little bit. Every Brewer stolen base means Delta Dental Bags, another donation for Special Olympics Wisconsin. Delta Dental, Delta Vision, two great plans and one name you trust. First stolen base of the year for Dunn. 2-1 on Terang. No, I'm with you on that, Josh. You could hear it in Pat Murphy's voice. It wasn't that they lost 9-1. I mean, nobody likes that. pitches outside. It's 3-1. I think it was the way it got to 9-1. The errors in the field, leaving the bases loaded again in another opportunity late in the game. 3-1 is outside, and Terang works a walk. So a couple of walks against Brevia here in this eighth inning, and that'll get Contreras to the plate. Now, you look, the thing about hitting with the bases loaded is there's luck involved. Sometimes you're not going to get the pitch you want. And so executing with the bases loaded is a little bit of a tough thing to dial into, in my opinion. First pitch to Contreras, swung on, fouled back into the net. It's 0-1. But one thing that has been set as the standard here with the Milwaukee Brewers, playing great defense. And so when they don't play great defense, and they didn't last night, frankly, yeah, the manager's going to be a little disappointed. 0-1 is a fly ball down the right field line. It's got some carry to it, but it's twisting out of play, foul. And it's 0-2 on Contreras. If a pitcher misses some spots and gets hit hard, it's part of the game. It happens. You don't like it, but it happens. But the one thing you really can control, for the most part, is focus and defense. 0-2 pitch to Contreras is a check swing dribbler back to Brevia. Brevia will flip it to first, and the inning is over. Well, the Brewers three outs away from evening up the series. Grant Anderson's going to come in to try to finish this one off. Brewers with a 5-0 lead as we head to the ninth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
Most things people do could be done more safely. Sometimes it's common sense. Sometimes it's innovating a better way. But it's always about minimizing risk. For this purpose, West Bend is willing to come check out your business and help minimize your risks. It's precisely because of thinking like this that West Bend has been keeping businesses and employees safe for over 125 years. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com. West Bend. The worst brings out our best.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
The sound of baseball. Statewide.
It is up, it is gone!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Grant Anderson is on to try to finish this one off for the crew. A 5-0 Brewers lead as we go to the ninth inning. Andy Ibañez leads off for Detroit. Brewers trying to get back in the win column and snap a little three-game losing skid. Even up the series at a game apiece. First offering from Anderson is in there with a sinker, and it's 0-1. Brewers with a 5-0 lead. They added a couple of big insurance runs in the seventh inning. 0-1 misses down and away, and it's 1-1 on Ibañez, who did not start this game. Came off the bench in the sixth to pinch hit against Jared Koenig. 1-1 is a fly ball into shallow left. Ortiz racing out, now getting called off by Churio coming in to make a two-handed catch. And there's one away here in the ninth inning. Been a very well-pitched game. Brewers have surrendered just one hit. It was a double off Priester, the last batter he faced. Gleyber Torres in the top of the sixth inning. Bullpen has not allowed a base runner. Here's Riley Green, swing and a miss. He was late on a fastball at 93, and it's 0-1. This is what Green has been talking about. He just says, I'm not on time right now. And Anderson just threw that 93-mile-an-hour fastball right past him at the top of the zone. That changeup missed low. That low strike has just not been there tonight for Scott Barry. It's 1-1. One offering, and a slider caught the back door for a strike. It's 1-2. Anderson's really afforded himself well. He's kind of carved out a role in this bullpen. See some trust starting to build in Grant Anderson. 1-2 is high, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. He's not going to be the ninth inning guy in a 3-0 game, but a guy that can do some mop-up duty here and there, get you some big outs to try to save the other pieces of the bullpen for sure. Pitch missed inside, and it goes full 3 balls and 2 strikes. And maybe, as the season goes along, he can earn his way into an even bigger role. He's thrown it pretty well. 3-2, swing and a miss. Swung through a slider. It's an ortho ASAP strikeout for Anderson, and there's 2 down. And the Tigers down to their last chance here. Brewers 1 out away from evening up this series. Anderson looks into Spencer Torkelson. First offering is a slider outside. It's 1-0. Tigers red hot coming into this series, winning last night. That was their 10th win in their last 13 tries. 1-0 is right through there for a strike. It's 1-1. They were swept by the Dodgers to open up the season, and they've been one of the best teams in baseball since. Anderson's 1-1 pitch is a fly ball deep center. Mitchell going back onto the warning track at the wall, settles underneath of it. He makes the catch, and the shutout is preserved. Torkelson hit it to the deepest part of the park, and Mitchell was there to collect it for the final out. And the Brewers get their 4th shutout of the season, evening up the series in the process. 5-0 your final, Crew, over the Tigers here tonight in Milwaukee. Another dandy of a start from Quinn Priester. The bullpen was literally perfect. And the Brewers got the first home run of the season from Rhys Hoskins as one of the big offensive highlights. 5-0. Brewers win it over the Tigers. We're back to tell you all about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
If you're looking for a career with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors, Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings across all shifts, including production positions, with potential earnings of up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, for an interview and tour at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, Wisconsin. Don't miss out. Join the Cardinal CG team today.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Baseball on the radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cousin Subs. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And the Wisconsin Dental Association. And Josh, the Brewers, after a tough night last night, responded in a big way here tonight.
Lane, it's a one-hit shutout. They do it with five different pitchers, starting with Quinn Priester. You didn't see that coming before the game started, but boy, were they brilliant on the mound against this hot Detroit team. Five runs, nine hits, no errors for Milwaukee. No runs, one hit, one error for the Tigers. Quinn Priester gets the victory. It's only his fourth win as a major league pitcher and first as a Brewer. He's 1-0. Jack Flaherty takes the loss to fall to 1-1. 2 hours and 36 minutes, the time of the game, in front of 18,396. For the Brewers, their first one-hit game as a pitching staff since the season opener last year at the Mets, March of 2024. And a one-hitter tonight started by Quinn Priester, who was not even on the roster 2 weeks ago when the last homestand ended. Brewers will try to win the rubber match and get the series from the Tigers tomorrow afternoon. And Lane will have the preview of it for you after this. 5-0 the final. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Baseball meets the gridiron for a special Brewers football jersey giveaway Saturday, April 19th. Courtesy of American Family Insurance. Be one of the first 25,000 fans through the gates to get yours. Get tickets now at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hey, I went to the new place. They didn't have everything. But the bananas were on sale.
Wait, why didn't you go to Woodman's?
Hi, we're the Woodman's.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
Other stores promote a few items but charge more for everything else.
At Woodman's, you save big time money on your whole grocery bill.
I even use the app to compare prices.
Oh my gosh, talk about receipt regret.
Our work here is done.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Helpful phrases for modern living. Tape one. To say hello, you say, hey there.
Hey there.
To say, I'm not sleeping, you say, I'm fine, thanks.
I'm fine, thanks.
To say, I avoid my friends, you say, it's all good.
It's all good.
Saying you're fine when you're not, we've all been there. But not saying something when things get tough doesn't help. Your mental health deserves a voice. Visit FindSupportWI.org today.
It's time to clear the air. When you use ethanol in your vehicle, it burns cleaner than regular fuel. But it does more than that. It's better for your engine. It's more affordable. And it supports farmers right here in Wisconsin. And really, don't we all deserve cleaner air? The Wisconsin Biofuels Association encourages you to do your part. Fill up with unleaded 88. It's better for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Well, that is going to do it for our game broadcast here tonight. Brewers prevailing in an impressive fashion here tonight with their fourth shutout of the season already. That's pretty impressive as well. 18 games into the season, spinning four shutouts. We'll be back with you tomorrow after just a little small nap. On Deck Show, built by Menards, will get underway at 11:35. The game will follow at 12:10. Finale and the rubber match between the Brewers and the Tigers. Keter Montero will take the ball for Detroit. It'll be left-hander Jose Quintana making his American Family Field debut as a Brewer. Long awaited. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grindle, inviting you to stay tuned because Josh has the Potawatomi Sportsbook Show coming up in just a few moments. Again, the final score here tonight, Brewers shut out the Tigers 5-0. Have a great rest of your Tuesday, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
There's a winning magic powering up at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. This April, prepare for an exciting quest to $300,000 in the Enchanted Spin Slot Tournament. Just conjure your rewards card and play slots to earn drawing entries. Each Thursday, 60 winners will compete for thousands in cash and prizes. Let your journey begin with Enchanted Spins, only at Potawatomi. More info online. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
George, you just had an incredible shift. What's it like turning those double play meal deals like nobody's business?
George, any thoughts on your next shift?
George, what's your secret?
Hold on, folks. Let's give our star a moment. He's been busy making double play meal deals all day long. There you have it. Sounds like the secret is George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 crave-worthy cheeseburgers and 2 fries. Available all season long, so you can fuel up for every game. George Webb, our kitchen is always cooking.
Mm-mm. On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
One offering is a fly ball left center field. That ball is way back there. Bye-bye baseball. Rhys Hoskins with his first of the year. And the Brewers grab a 1-0 lead here in the second inning.
Rhys Hoskins going deep to open the scoring. Eventually a 5-0 one-hit shutout for the Brewers over the Detroit Tigers tonight. So we welcome you into the Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show, and Rhys Hoskins is on with us down by the clubhouse. Congratulations. That was not your only hit of the night. 3 hits, then another RBI knock later. Rhys, tell me about your night at the plate. How did you feel? I know you've been saying, I'm really close. I feel like I'm close. How did that come together tonight?
Yeah, honestly, I've felt a lot of the same. Sometimes this game is just as frustrating as it can get. But, I've learned throughout my career that you keep walking up to that little white rectangle next to that white plate, you get a chance to do something special. So I just felt more on time tonight. Felt like I was moving slower in the box. And I think when that happens, you tend to see the ball a little bit better. Not miss pitches in the middle of the zone.
I should go no further without asking you about your pitching, starting with Quinn Priester, who you guys have hardly gotten to even know. He's been on the team for just barely over a week, and he takes a no-hitter into the sixth inning tonight. How impressed were you playing behind him?
Yeah, I mean, he obviously pounds his own, right? He makes the opposing team uncomfortable just by being ahead in counts. I've faced him before, and it's not super comfortable. He's obviously a pretty big dude. But I just was impressed with his pace and his willingness to kind of go right after their hitters. And you saw some kind of awkward swings and awkward takes from them. So, we needed that tonight after last night, kind of even the series. And, now we got a pretty fresh bullpen with a chance to win a series tomorrow.
Brewers win at 5-0. Rhys Hoskins joining us here on the postgame show. What do you make of how the team flushed the couple of rough games that you had, the end of the Arizona series and last night? I know even Pat Murphy kind of sounded like he was a bit frustrated. baseball's a long season, of course, but Flushing the last few days and playing as complete of a game as you guys did tonight as a team, what do you make of that?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I think it shows a lot about you know, where our eyes are, right? Like, yeah, Murph was frustrated. We were all also frustrated, right? Like, that's an okay thing. That's a good thing. But as long as, you know, you can take what that night was for what it was, learn from the mistakes and maybe a few good things that we did that we want to try to keep doing, and then just continue on and get ready to compete tonight. You know, he obviously talks about that, Murph does, about winning tonight. Be pissed off about, you know, getting blown out. That's always going to be the case. But as long as we turn our heads towards whoever we got tonight, I like the way that our team competes. We tend to do that pretty well.
You guys had a great one tonight. Really, 1 through 9 and all the pitchers. Fun one to watch. Thanks for sticking around to chat with us about it, Reese.
Appreciate it, Josh. Yeah, go Crew.
Brewers win it 5-0 as Reese Hoskins joins us at the beginning of our Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show. You can watch every pick happening in Green Bay from April 24th through the 26th. Enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. Coming up, we will get you the scores in the Central, then through Major League Baseball, and of course, we'll get you the highlight recap. Further highlights after that Reese Hoskins home run, the Brewers were able to add on 4 extra and a 5-0 win. Pat Murphy is now speaking with the media about this bounce back win. You know,
Churio getting his first walk. William continues to put together good at bats. Yelich got a big hit. You know, Hoskins, you know, gave us a lift like he's done so many times. Sal Frelick, at least 2 tremendous at bats. You know, Ortiz had a couple good at bats. So,
Murph, going back to Priester, I mean, you've got, since that opening series, you've gotten a lot of those kind of performances from guys that have been thrust in the position and really answered.
Yeah, I mean, again, we don't need to belabor the number of pitching injuries we have. So for a guy like this to step up is pretty special. Pretty special.
What does a night like this do for Reese? I know he's a veteran, but to get those 3 hits and to get that home run finally.
Yeah, yeah. That's, I mean, that's why he's still in the league. You know what I mean? He can respond, you know, and it was big for us, important for us.
Pat Murphy speaking about a 5-0 shutout for his team tonight, evening the series at 1 apiece with a rubber match coming up at high noon tomorrow against the Detroit Tigers. And this Brewers homestand presented by Visit Milwaukee continues through the weekend. You've got that game tomorrow and then 3 with the Athletics. Make it a double play in Milwaukee. Catch a Brewers game and then check out the Christian Yelich charity concert coming up Thursday. There are tickets still available. The Goo Goo Dolls, Charlie Behrens will be performing. Tickets available by visiting Milwaukee.com. Visit Milwaukee.com/Yelich. Visit Milwaukee.com/Yelich. We'll get you the scoreboard. The night in the Central and Major League Baseball after this. Final again here, 5-0, the Crew on the Brewers Radio Network.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Attention auto enthusiasts. NAPA Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Bosque Belt is bringing you huge savings while supplies last. Stock up on Evercraft and Craftsman clearance items. And don't miss out on Cam 2 Brake Clean, just $1.99 per can, sold only by the case of 12. Plus, buy 2 Griot's Garage Wash and Wax products and save $5. These deals won't last forever. Shop now through April 30th at NAPA Auto and Truck Parts.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
The Brewers have 9 wins this season. They have now evened their record overall 9-9, and 4 of those 9 victories have come via shutouts. 5-0 of Detroit here tonight. Welcome back to the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Isn't that incredible? Almost half of their wins have been shutouts. It's time now for our home run distance recap. The home run that Rhys Hoskins hit, we played you the highlight right at the beginning of the show. It traveled 440 feet. That home run distance brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. Elsewhere in the Central tonight, it was the Cincinnati Reds, a come-from-behind victory to stay red-hot. They opened the series with the Mariners with an 8-4 win, with some of their injured pieces coming back. Matt McClain, Austin Hayes, closer Alexis Diaz, all activated off the IL. Reds are now 6-1 since they left American Family Field just over a week ago. The Pirates end up losing. Pirates shut out by Washington at home 3-0 in a game started by Jake Irvin. He bested Mitch Keller. And Pittsburgh and Washington have split the first 2 games of that series. Another shutout in the division, and it was the Cardinals shut out at home by Houston. 2-0 the final. Hunter Brown started that one for the Astros. Eric Fetty pitched well but took the loss. And so that series is even at 1 win apiece as well. And going on out in San Diego, the Cubs and the Padres game 2 is scoreless in the top of the fourth. Shota Imanaga on the hill for Craig Counsell. Cubs have gone 2-2 thus far in that tough trip. The Dodgers and the Padres, their opponents. San Diego is trying to go to 12-0 at Petco this season. They've got the best record in the major leagues, 14-3 coming into tonight's scoreless game, top half of the fourth inning. Brewers have now hit a total of 18 home runs this season, and for every home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. So far with those 18 homers, $1,800 going from OAW to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Brewers shutting out Detroit 5-0, and we'll get to the highlights when we come back on the Brewers Radio Network.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values at compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, In your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Five nothing Brewers behind Quinn Priester. A one-hit shutout of the Detroit Tigers tonight. You're listening to the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. You can reserve your seat there to watch every pick happening in Green Bay from April 24th through the 26th. Enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. I got a little bit more on the Brewers' nine wins this year pitching-wise. I told you four of those nine wins have been shutouts. As a team, the Brewers in their nine wins have allowed nine runs total. Is that incredible? They're allowing one run per game in their wins. 38 hits is all they've permitted in those nine games. Tonight's highlights presented by Prevea Health. We're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Quinn Priester just acquired, of course, in that trade from the Red Sox before the last road trip, pitching as a Brewer for the first time on this American Family Field mound. Although, I would tell you that one of his three major league wins that he had with the Pirates came in this ballpark last year. So he had some fond memories of pitching here in this ballpark, and he was very, very good early on. He retired the first six batters he faced, three of them on strikeouts, was going up against the veteran Jack Flaherty, and then Rhys Hoskins led off the bottom of the second inning. We're working on that.
One offering is a fly ball left center field. That ball is way back there. Bye-bye baseball. Rhys Hoskins with his first of the year. And the Brewers grab a 1-0 lead here in the second inning.
So Rhys Hoskins going deep to start off the scoring. Sal Frelick then followed with a triple, and Garrett Mitchell drove him in with a sacrifice fly to make it a two-run lead with which to work for Priester, who finally gave up his first base runner, a leadoff walk in the third, but nothing further that inning. And then a 1-2-3 fourth. He had retired 12 of the first 13 Tigers to come up against him. Then with two out in the bottom of the fourth, Garrett Mitchell lined a double that just missed by a matter of inches, maybe even centimeters from getting out over the right center field fence, leaving Garrett at second with two out for Joey Ortiz. Flaherty's 1-2 pitch poked in back of second, shallow into center. Green is coming on fast, but he won't get there. It's a base hit around third. Garrett Mitchell, no throw home. It's an RBI single. A little bleeder put into a perfect spot by Joey Ortiz. The Brewers lead it 3-0 in the fourth inning. Yeah, it was a nice piece of hitting by Joey. So the 3-0 lead lasted into the fifth. Quinn Priester did walk two batters in that inning to put two on with two out for the number nine batter, Trey Sweeney.
Priester, the 2-2 pitch. Chopper on the left side. Charging is done. Fields throws to first. Low, dug out by Hoskins. And the inning is over. Another zero on the board from Quinn Priester. Tigers without a hit.
Yeah, Tigers did not have a hit until they led off the sixth. Priester was back out there. Gleyber Torres doubled, and that knocked Priester from the game after five innings plus and 84 pitches. Jared Koenig stranded that double with a couple of big strikeouts. Keep the lead at 3-0. That's where we stood in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Brewers got a big error to open the door for some insurance. A throwing error by the third baseman Andy Ibanez on a Jackson Churio ground ball. And then after a single by Bryce Terang left him on the corners, William Contreras drove in the fourth run of the night with a fielder's choice ground ball. Still, there were two men on base after Christian Yelich singled and Rhys Hoskins came to the plate again with men on the corners. Hoskins waits. Pitch by Hanafy. Grounded very softly up the third base side. Do or die play. Ibanez charging in. It hits off his glove. It caroms behind him. Everybody's safe and it's 5-0. On an RBI infield single by Rhys Hoskins, a swinging bunt, if you will, put into a perfect spot. So Rhys, a three-hit day with that. Hit a 440-foot homer and maybe a 60-foot swinging bunt to get his two runs batted in. Brewers still led 5-0 thanks to great work from the bullpen. I mentioned Koenig, then two outs from Abner Uribe. Another perfect inning in the eighth from Nick Mears, and Grant Anderson got the first two out in the ninth.
Anderson's 1-1 pitch is a fly ball deep center. Mitchell going back onto the warning track at the wall, settles underneath of it. He makes the catch, and the shutout is preserved. Torkelson hit it to the deepest part of the park, and Mitchell was there to collect it for the final out. And the Brewers get their fourth shutout of the season, evening up the series in the process. 5-0, your final, Crew, over the Tigers here tonight.
On a one-hitter, the first one-hitter for the Brewers since opening day of last season in New York. We'll come back to get you ready for the series rubber match right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Bailey Payton Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, Downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Baseball on the radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Wrapping up a 5-0 one-hit shutout for the Brewers tonight. That pitching staff continues to be the story when they win, they dominate, and there were 10 more Ortho ASAP strikeouts tonight. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Well, tomorrow morning, we're back on the air with you. 11:35 for the on-deck show built by Menards. First pitch at 12:10, the series on the line. Game three between the Tigers and the Crew. Cater Montero expected to be recalled from AAA for Detroit. It's going to be his season debut as a starter for the Tigers, although he did pitch and make 16 starts for A.J. Hinch's team last year as a rookie. Montero will be opposed by Jose Quintana, and that will be exciting to see his home debut as a Brewer coming off of that 7-shutout inning performance in Arizona. Until then, I'm Josh Maurer for Lane Grindle and our producer-engineer Kent Sommerfeld, reminding you once again, the happy final, Milwaukee 5, Detroit 0. From American Family Field, you've been listening to a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network. Talk to you tomorrow morning, everybody.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on WRCE is brought to you by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Richland Electric, Meister Log and Lumber Company, The Shoebox, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Jones Chevrolet, Pratt Funeral Service, Pappas's Trading Post, Clary Memorial Funeral and Cremation Service, Community First Bank, A&W Restaurant, Benson Insurance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Bailey Paint, Julie Karen State Farm, Meyer Oil and LP, Sunshine and Giggles, and Cardinal CG.
Republicans come up to me and say, we're tired of this garbage. You know, people are getting tired. People are realizing that we are on a horrible path and Democrats need to show out. And that's exactly what needs to happen. We can't just beat these people. We got to beat them with a huge, huge margin. You know, they have to know that what they're doing right now is very unpopular. And we have to capitalize on that. That's why, you know, I'm running this race way early. But I want to make sure that I go to every location, shake every hand, meet every person. I want to know when they send me to Washington, D.C., exactly what it is I'm supposed to do when I get there.
There you go. So
that's what I'm doing. And I'm not going to stop until Election Day.
Need more Rich Ojeda's in Congress. We need more people in every congressional district that a Republican sits in to find a Rich Ojeda to get out there with the passion and then the knowledge and the caring of my good buddy. Rich, I appreciate you taking time off the campaign and coming to talk with us. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Rick.
Rich Ojeda, I want to hear your thoughts. Email me, Rick at thericksmithshow.com. I'm going to take a quick break. Right back to wrap things up. Stick around. I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1916. That was the day that the American Federation of Teachers was founded at a meeting at the City Club in downtown Chicago. Three Chicago teachers groups helped to organize the meeting. They were convinced that in order to improve working conditions for teachers, they would need to formally join the labor movement. In 1902, the Chicago Teachers Federation had become the first teachers organization in the nation to join their Central Labor Council. Now they believed it was time to form a national organization. The meeting was also attended by representatives from nearby Gary, Indiana, as well as New York City, Washington, D.C., and Scranton, Pennsylvania. Just a few weeks after the meeting, the American Federation of Teachers had received its charter from the American Federation of Labor. The new union grew quickly. Within 4 months, 174 locals approached membership of 10,000 educators. But then came a backlash from school boards who did not want to negotiate with the new unions. Board members publicly called into question whether it was appropriate for teachers to unionize. The American Federation of Teachers' numbers fell to below 5,000. But the union was not swayed from their cause. They renewed their efforts and again began to grow. In the 1950s, some teachers became the targets of anti-communist hysteria. This highlighted the importance of having a union to protect academic freedom. The 1960s was a time of increased teacher actions and strikes. The American Federation of Teachers more than tripled its membership from 60,000 to 200,000 by the end of the decade. Today, the American Federation of Teachers represents more than 1 million members across the nation. While under increasing attacks, teachers are an important force in today's national labor movement.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So again, I go back to this sheet metal worker, Garcia, who, again, the Trump administration, even though the Supreme Court 9-0 said bring him home, not. And the El Salvadorian president saying, well, what do you want me to do about it? I'm just president. I don't know. This is where Americans need to step up. This is where Americans need to know Kilmer Abrego Garcia's name. And in his name, boycott anything that comes into this country from El Salvador. Be it apparel, you know, your Hanes, your Fruit of the Loom underwear, any sugar products or any confectionery products, coffee, electrical equipment, any of that stuff, cereal, milk preparation stuff, any of that. Stone, plaster, cement, all of it. Any beverages, look what Canada did. Every bit of liquor off the shelves. This is what Americans need to do to say, okay, well, you know, the Trump administration is going to walk away. This is what American working class people need to step up and do. That's where I'm at. Because understand, this administration isn't going to listen to anyone. And I've been following this case with the AP. And the Associated Press has been barred from covering the Oval Office in events that Trump is involved in. Especially this one with the El Salvadorian president. Even though the court has said, you can't do that. And Trump is defying a court injunction because they believe they're above the law. And look what they're doing to these law firms. They're strong-arming these law firms into, hey, we want you to be our attack dogs. And they're sadly cowering. Same thing with some of our higher institutions of higher education.
shocking to me that Columbia University is caving. But interestingly enough, Harvard is saying no. Even though the Trump administration has froze $2.2 billion in funding to the university, they're saying no. Their president said no government, regardless of which party is in power, should dictate what private universities can teach, whom they can admit and hire, and which areas of study and inquiry they can pursue. That kind of is the foundation of what this country is about. They have passed no laws, nothing yet, that would make what they're going after federal law. But Harvard is saying, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to give up our rights. And that's the part that I think is really important in all of this, is that they're saying, look, you know, we're just not going to do it. Originally the response was, well, they refuse to work with the Trump administration. And they're saying, no, look, you know, it's not that. We're just not going to give up our sovereignty. We're not going to give up what this country stands for. And this is where, again, you got to ask yourself, in this moment, is this the administration that you voted for? Is this what you voted for? And the answer is, I hope not. I sure hope not. But again, you're seeing some bits of protest. Cornell is suing the Trump administration over what they're calling unlawful cuts because it was passed by Congress. But again, this administration, there are no rules, there are no laws, there's none of that they're going to obey. And I come back to where we started. I come back to that comment of the homegrowns are next. Now here's the weird thing. They've deported some. I was told millions. I was told there were going to be 11 million people deported. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of bus trips. That's a lot of plane trips. That's a lot of prisons to be built. The fact that he chose to say homegrowns are next when not finishing what he's claimed he was going to do tells you that he knows he was never going to do what he said he was going to do. He's going to do what they always do, claim victory, say he's done what nobody else thought possible. Nobody thought he could do it. You know, they're all impressed. They're all amazed. You've heard this, the comments. You've heard his verbal tics. The question is, what are we going to do? This situation with this Kelmar Abrego Garcia, this sheet metal worker, this is a big deal. And you go, well, it's only one person. Yeah, that one person could be you. How do you want your country to respond in the event that this happens to you? How do you want your country to respond? How do you want your fellow citizens to respond if they come for you? If you are the homegrown, who's next? This is that. It's not about red hats and blue hats. It's not about who you voted for in the last election. It's not about Democrats, Republicans. It's not about any of that. It's about your right to be in this country. And can they throw U.S. citizens out of here for whatever reason they want? Just label you a terrorist. You disagreed with us. You wanted better wages, hours, conditions. You fought the boss too hard. Think about where this could take us and how bad it could get. Want to hear your thoughts? Email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. Am I being hyperbolic? Am I taking this too far? I want to hear it, rick@thericksmithshow.com. Miss any portion of the program? Grab the podcast. And as always, thanks so much for being here. We'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Rick Smith Show.
Email Rick. At rick@thericksmithshow.com. Until next time, this has been The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Harvard University defiant as the federal government says it's threatening to freeze more than $2 billion in grants and contracts to the Ivy. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
Why are the American taxpayers subsidizing a university that has billions of dollars in the bank already? And we certainly should not be funding a place where such grave anti-Semitism exists.
Harvard says it will not comply with the Trump administration demands to limit campus activism, calling the order a government takeover. A federal judge in Maryland ordering sworn testimony by Trump administration officials to determine if they complied with her orders to facilitate the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who's entering his second month in a notorious El Salvador prison, sent there despite a 2019 court order barring his deportation to that country. He was a game show favorite.
It's Tic-Tac-Toe. And now, here's our host, Wink Martindale.
Where the longtime radio and TV host Wink Martindale has died, he was 91. This is ABC News. A company that makes baby food sold under a Target brand is recalling more than 25.